I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. That's pianist Boaz Sharon playing the arabesque of Robert Schumann. It's a work he'll be performing Tuesday, July 17th at the University of Illinois as a guest of the U of I's annual week-long Summer Piano Institute. Sharon and other guest faculty will be working with piano students, and both faculty and students will give public concerts, including performances with the Sinfonia da Camera to close out the week. I spoke with pianist Ian Hobson, director of both the Sinfonia and the Summer Music Institute.
The summer teaching program, which used to be very active in the 90s, ran out of funds. So I started the Summer Piano Institute as a kind of antidote to that and tried to make it self-perpetuating. And we did that for quite a few years, at least 15, maybe more. For the last 2 years, I have involved the orchestra, my orchestra, the Sinfonia da Camera, as a support group for the participants who come from all over the world. And last year we had one concert, which was just with the faculty playing concertos in the summer, and that was extremely popular. And this year we're going to have two concerts on Saturday, the 21st of July, a 4 o'clock concert, which will be winners of the concerto competition from the students who will play movements of concertos with the orchestra. And then at 7:30, we will have the faculty this year performing works of Mozart concerto, Weber Concertstück with myself as the conductor and pianist, and also Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 1, which has trumpet and strings.
This will be a lot of work for the Sinfonia da Camera.
Yes.
One thing I'm wondering is, how much notice do they get on the works that they'll be performing with the students who are entered in the competition?
They won't have that much notice, but they are supreme professionals, and I know the works that are being considered for this, which are standard repertoire pieces of Beethoven, Brahms, Liszt. So our members of the orchestra are quite familiar with them, and we will be very much up to the task.
How many students do you expect to come to this institute?
Well, this year I think it's going to be somewhere between 15 and 20. We have one student who's only 17 years old, who's extremely talented, but we have people who are in their 20s and in some cases in their 30s who have already been through doctoral programs and honing their skills for life in music.
And what are they looking for, and what do you hope to offer them as they're looking, I guess, to move on to whatever their next level is? How do you do that in this institute?
I find this to be fascinating because everything works in very, very quick time in these kind of things. This is basically a 5-day, 6-day institute. We have a wonderful faculty. We have, in addition to myself, we have Boaz Sharon from Boston University. We have Victor Rosenbaum, who is a veteran teacher at New England Conservatory and also in New York. We have Reed Gainsford, who is my colleague at Florida State University in Tallahassee. And we have Zhonghua Park, who is the chairman of piano at Seoul National University, where I taught for 3 years just recently. So we're going to teach all of these students, let's say we have 15, 18 students, we're going to teach them every day. So they will have a lesson with each of us. On a
one-on-one lesson?
One-on-one lesson, yes, in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, there will be a masterclass with each of the 5 faculty members each day, Monday through Friday. Everyone will get to play in these masterclasses. Everyone will get to play in the gala concerts. So it's a very intense learning experience. My experience is that people really blossom in these circumstances, and they reach the next level in their professional activities.
In your days as a piano student, were you able to attend activities like this, an institute or some sort of...
Occasionally, yes. I remember when I was at Yale, I went to a workshop with the Guarneri Quartet, string quartet, and my teacher, Claude Frank, and we played piano quintets with string quartets and piano. And that was very nice. You know, it was a change of pace from just doing Liszt etudes and Beethoven sonatas. So I encourage people to do ensemble music. In the sense of what we have with the concerto, that is ensemble music. They have to think about not only playing solo, but how they interact with an orchestra, how they interact with an accompanist for the auditions. And so anything we can do to increase the participation of people, one against or one with another, is very much encouraged.
And the concerto competition that you have in this institute will, I guess, be providing that opportunity. And it might be a new opportunity for some of these students, or at least a rare opportunity to play with an orchestra. Mm-hmm. I imagine when they're coming to audition, maybe they haven't had a chance to play whatever particular piece they're working with an orchestra before.
Certainly. I mean, we find this more and more in the musical world because, you know, when we had less students who were highly qualified and were coming to conservatory to study, they would have perhaps played in their hometown with an orchestra. Now, there are so many good pianists and still not enough opportunities for them to have played. So this may well indeed be the first chance that they've had.
A lot of pianists, but maybe not as many orchestras out there.
Exactly, yeah. So we're providing a service in that sense.
Now, you and the guest faculty will all be performing as well with the Sinfonia da Camera. Tell me about the work that you'll be performing.
Well, the work that I'm performing is called Konzertstück, concert piece by Karl Maria von Weber, who was an early romantic piano composer and also composer of clarinet and opera, who sits somewhere between Beethoven and Chopin, is a turn of the century figure in the 19th century. I have played this piece with the Sinfonia before, probably 25 years ago. And it's a lovely short piece, very virtuosic, quite romantic, deeply felt piece with a passionate opening and then a march and then a kind of jig to end the piece. So it's a short piece, maybe 12 minutes. But also on the same program, we have the Overture to Marriage of Figaro, Mozart. And then we have Victor Rosenbaum, my guest from Boston, who's going to play the concerto number 22, the E-flat concerto, K-482 by Mozart.
I listened, I admit, for the first time to the Weber Konzertstück that you'll be playing. Just listening to it, I thought, is this really from the early 19th century? It's not later? Because it does really seem quite a romantic piece.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, when you think that just in terms of pianistic attributes, you have three octave glissandos in the right hand in the midst of this piece, which is an extremely exuberant gesture. It's not something that one takes lightly. You know, for example, in the Waldstein Sonata, Beethoven does octave glissandos pianissimo, softly coming down on the keyboard. And this, Weber just rips the whole piano apart all the way up. it's quite a shock for the audience to see that.
Well, this sounds like a really busy week for piano music on the University of Illinois campus. And it'll be busy for you teaching and playing and conducting, both you and your guest faculty as well.
Oh, yes. And we're looking forward to it. It's something that we have treasured for quite a few years, and I'm very glad that it's a continuing tradition.
And those are two of the exuberant glissandos in the Konzertstück by Weber, played here by Alfred Brendel, but you can hear it played and conducted by University of Illinois Swanland Professor Emeritus Ian Hobson and the Sinfonia de Camera on Saturday, July 21st, in the closing concert of the Summer Piano Institute at the U of I. I spoke with Hobson about the Institute, which includes performances by guest faculty and students at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.